Our world needs more people who are intent on seeking wisdom, people like you. And World is working hard to help you gain insight. We strive to provide clarity, presenting stories that are fact-based and put into their proper context, unburdened from points of view that fight against ultimate truth, all so you can share with others a richer, more considered view of the news, helping you be a voice of wisdom in your community and with your family. World, real matters.
Today is Wednesday, March 21st. Good morning. This is The World and Everything in It from member-supported World Radio. I'm Mary Reichard.
And I'm Kent Covington. Sometimes what we humans perceive through our senses can actually trick us. Here with some thoughts on that is World Radio's Janie B. Chaney.
Close your eyes and count to three. Then open them and focus on one stationary object. Where's the light coming from? Where are the shadows? What is the object's depth? Could you calculate it in inches or feet? Finally, what color is it? These appear to be questions about perception, but really they're questions about philosophy. One of the very first philosophical problems is, if we perceive the world about us through our senses, can our senses be trusted? The problem of color has plagued both scientists and philosophers for centuries. Or that's what Masvita Kiramuta says in an online article called The Reality of Color is Perception. The title seems obvious at first. Why, sure. Light reaches our eyes in wavelengths, and the brain perceives those frequencies as color. But does that mean there really is no such thing as color? Scientific theories tend toward one of two options, the subjective or the objective. That is, color is either a brain phenomenon or it's a light phenomenon. But could it be both? That's the third view, called the relationist theory. Ms. Kiramuta likes that idea. In her article, she writes, "Indeed, I argue colors are not properties of minds, objects, or lights, but of perceptual processes, interactions that involve all three terms. In that way, color perception is the same kind of phenomenon as consciousness itself." Quote, "Consciousness is not confined to the brain, but is somehow in between the mind and our ordinary physical surroundings and must be understood in terms of activity." Let's say then that color is mind, object, and light. Three perspectives, one phenomenon that we associate with lilacs, sunsets, oceans, autumn. Consciousness is mind, world, interpretation. Three perspectives, one process. St. Augustine, without the benefit of an electroscope, explained vision as eye-brain correlation. Three perspectives, one function that most of us take entirely for granted. Object, word, meaning. Frequency, ear, music, father, son, spirit. Is anyone seeing a pattern here? Maybe I'm just being philosophical, but once you've adopted a Trinitarian creator, you see him echoed everywhere. In the comments section below the article, one snarky responder calls out the arrogance of philosophers who don't know their place, as they are just pseudoscientists filling the valleys and cracks of ignorance. As for that plaguey problem of consciousness, quote, "All philosophy has to offer there is confusion, which will try to persist after inquisitive scientists have solved that puzzle too." Might be a long wait. For World Radio, I'm Janie B. Chaney.
On tomorrow's program, Mindy Bells is back from a trip to the Middle East, and she'll update us on Turkey's transformation from a secular society to something quite different. That and more tomorrow. I'm Kent Covington.
And I'm Mary Reichard. The World and Everything in It comes to you from World Radio. World's mission is biblically objective journalism that informs, educates, and inspires. Your support is what makes this program possible. We know you have lots of choices in the podcast world. We want you to know that we appreciate the time you spend with us. It's only through your support that World's biblically objective journalism can happen. So thank you. I hope you'll have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.